On Christmas Day 2004, I took my new puppy, Honey, to run in the Trinity Forest behind my home. And as we romped in the icy frost that morning, I thought about the homeless hermit I had heard for years lived in the woods close to our path. The sadness I felt knowing he was alone and cold on Christmas morning launched my determined attempt to reach that man I came to know as Charles. Seeing him walking up the hill daily, I tried in vain for years to offer him a ride. Then in the blizzard of February 2010, he finally stepped into my car, and thus began my actual relationship to a fellow man I had alluded to in commentary since 2005. Efforts to improve his lot in life have become a balancing act, maintaining my boundaries while learning his, keeping promises to us both. Charles is a tall, once-handsome, balding blonde born on September 5, 1956, in Central East Louisiana. He is obviously mentally impaired, while at the same time coherent and intelligent. It is confounding when he tells me stories in great detail, but it's heart-wrenching and maddening when he undermines life transformational options as he did when I pursued medical exams necessary for him to receive disability, which he clearly deserves. We were finally able to get food stamps, a blessing especially on weekends when the soup kitchen he walks to, 7 miles away, is closed. Taking Charles last December to replace his dissolving leather shoes challenged my breaking point. After making his choice, he alternately tried on the sizes 9.5 and 10 for 3 hours, repeatedly rewrapping tissues around each boot before placing them back into the boxes exactly as they were before. At one point, he raged into a meltdown that hurt my feelings, and another time I yelled. Amazingly, these episodes helped us sense the other's limits, and with that, our mutual trust grew. Finally, my dogs and I began following Charles down the winding hillside trail to his grotesque remote campsite, packing out the enormous bags of aluminum cans he collects to sell, a process that leaves my car smelling like a sports bar. After this ritual the other day, he called the $30 his Christmas money, whatever that means to him. Last Christmas Eve began at 4 a.m., I on the starless night bridge cupping my hands to call down into the woods to take Charles to the mission shuttle when selected homeless stay Christmas Eve night at the Hyatt Hotel. Waiting together in the parking lot for that transport bus in the pre-dawn dark in one of Dallas's deadliest corners was not a Hallmark card commercial. But when he handed me an envelope that held a Hallmark card, I knew what it meant to be Santa's humbled guardian. In it he wrote in a scrawling juvenile script the following: "We are friends now. I guess we are friends. I never had a friend. Merry Christmas."